Solemn or instant rock craters. Say, Bob, give me that bearing and range again for the...
7-0, right here.
What is
0, it? 0-7-8 and 7-0.
On the hill. How about 0-7-1 and 7-0? Will that do?
Yeah, I think that that'll be enough to hack it.
Well, if not, we go down there.
No, good Lord. Stay on the road. Stay on the road you're on.
Well, I'm not on any road, but I'm stopping here.
I thought you guys were making a
run.
Roger.
Let me turn it off.
Yeah, also... 9-8
and 7-0.
Okay, and the rover ever should be fairly flat for the old gravimeter.
Uh-oh. Well, that means we have to change here.
Hey, right over here to my right.
Okay.
Maybe it's the best we can do.
In,
but it's still going to be on a slope.
Well, I'll level it off on a local.
Ian?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on. You see...
yeah, I see it right there.
On the rim of that crater that's built it up a little bit. Right up here. What's your, can you tell your roll? Okay, now that's about zero right there. What's your roll?
We turn this off. But it's rolled indicator green.
Oh, zero.
Zero?
Yeah.
I'll punch it.
You'll change it as soon as you get off.
Not zero.
Oh, you gotta get off anyway.
Do I have to get off for this?
Sure.
Roger, both of you get off.
Perimeter E. And why should I have to get off?
So you don't move the old perimeter.
Yeah, I'll hold still.
Negative on that, Gene.
Well, here, give me the sampler, because that's the other thing I have to do.
Yeah, we'll get those samples here. A rover sample, at
least. But you need me off.
Roger, we want Jack, Gene and Jack both
off. But you need me off, Jack. Just punch it.
Okay, hold still. They don't know anything about your blitz noise.
Hey,
I'm
we
get off. Yeah, I think you're off.
Gene, we'd like both of you off.
071, 9.8 and 7.0, Bob.
Got that.
Push it yet, did you?
No.
Okay, go ahead, push it.
Let me wait till it settles down here.
This thing is all taped shut, isn't it?
Huh?
This thing doesn't change.
Oh, that should be good.
Yes, it does change.
Cycle it a couple times.
Huh?
Back for a couple.
No, the steady.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, they'll change. Okay, quiet rover. Gravity, mark it.
Copy that.
Say, Bob, I need a quick f-stop for the 500.
Stand by.
Same. It's the same film.
Stand by.
Hey, Bob, can I punch it again?
Yeah, go to standby and then punch it again.
You have to wait for the timeout, do you?
Go to standby and
standby
again.
Standby, Jack.
Ron Evans in America is on his 29th lunar revolution. We'll be acquiring him in 14 minutes. In addition to the experiments that he's been performing, he's been doing a considerable amount of visual science descriptions. Ron is on his flight plan.
500 millimeters should be the same as for the 70.
Okay.
And Jack, I presume you're getting some rover samples here off the rover.
Bag 30, easy.
Copy, 30, easy. And you guys finding much in the way of rocks here?
I'm looking. I'm going to get you some instant rock out of a small pit crater, pit bottom crater. Bob, up to Brent count 36 is the outcrops on the her boulders at the top of the south facade.
Okay.
Bag 3-1 easy. Instant rock out of a 2-meter pit bottom crater off the inner wall.
Copy that.
Let's make it 30 centimeters down from the rim.
Okay. Okay, and 17, we got about 30 seconds left of that.
And 17,
reading,
we got
start,
about 30 seconds left.
Finish that
reading if you want to start
towards the rover.
Finishing up your task and getting back towards the rover.
Okay. Okay, Bob, and through Brancock 57, the North Massif, and from part of the western portion to part of the eastern portion.
Okay, and what was that frame count? Okay, copy the 57 there.
There's something different. There's a little,
EVA time, 3 hours, 24 minutes.
And guys, we're ready for the gravimeter reading. And we'd like a frame count on you, Jack, I guess, if you took
a chunk of yellow-brown rock that apparently has several spots behind it, probably indicating direction from which it came. Oh, no, what is that? That's a reflection. That really fooled me. Reflection off the Mylar. Crazy. Well, what the heck? I'll sample it anyway. Okay, let me get my antenna set so it's just not quite. Is it through reading? Yeah, through reading. I'll try to read it better by now, Bob. I got Family Mountain and some of the hills way up to the right of Family Mountain. I'm on 67 on the 500, and I'll give you the reading on the gravimeter.
Okay, copy 67 in Family Mountain.
Did you get the other words on the 500?
Roger. Copy them all.
Well, you were reading at probably a 90-degree low gain angle.
Roger, we've been reading from the limb also.
Easy is another small fragment. You know what I need? Okay, 670-123-501. 670-123-501.
Okay, copy that, Gino, and we're ready for you guys to go on the earliest convenience.
You want me to load the LRV sampler?
Go ahead.
Yep, here you go.
Jack, is that your last LRV sample bag?
I only had one left, but it's loaded now.
Okay.
You did get the reading, right, Bob?
Roger, got the reading.
Okay, we're buttoning up.
Okay, and if you don't have one left for that sample at hole in the wall, Jack, we'd like you to get a new set of sample bags.
We got it.
Okay, got it. And still understand that 32 Echo was your last sample.
32 Echo, got three here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yep. Need some help? Nope. I got the rover. Was that me? Nope. That was interesting. Bob, about 2 inches below the surface here, you run into that very blue-gray material down there, and it just, it's in little clouds, and it breaks apart in your hands.
Yeah, that's right.
You get some of that in your rover sample?
No, but I got it out of that instant rock crater.
But yeah, just grab a quick rover sample and we'll take off.
That's why, that was a pretty interesting episode. Yeah, we haven't been trenching like we should. Or we would have. Really, those trenches, those craters are giving us the same information. That there's light-colored material underneath.
Okay, 17, we're ready for you guys to move on, and we'd like to eliminate the rover sample at hole in the wall.
Okay, Bob, we're getting on now.
Copy that.
We got on a minute ago.
And do I understand that these rover samples, Jack, are in your pockets?
No, they're in the bag on the rover.
Okay.
40 Yankee.
Copy that.
That's light-colored soil from a depth of about, it's mixed with a little of the upper surface, but mostly light-colored soil from a depth of about 15 centimeters.
What would I do for an encore?
It looks like the light mantle in here is covered with dark to a depth of about 5 or 10 centimeters.
You might want to go min, Jack, on your diverter.
Right now I'm sort of warm.
Okay.
We start driving, you might want to go. I'm going to jet myself with a cold. I can do it on here.
Did you take any pictures at all while you're here?
Oh, yeah. I didn't take a pan. Why don't you turn right if you leave?
Okay, Bob, if you read, we're rolling.
Okay, mark
taking
that.
Taking a right-hand turn for a pan.
Left.
Let me see, where are we going? I guess
waiting again.
You know, a little more and that hole would have been in the way.
We left some of our litter. Not a complete pan, but it'll show the location.
Okay, L&B frame count, 80.
Copy that, 80.
Okay, Gina, you're heading for a spot that's about 0805.5 approximately.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys following the track home or not?
Do you have an update? No.
Okay. And Roger, the hole in the wall should be at about 080 and maybe 5.7. And we are not going to stop and get a rover sample at hole in the wall.
Okay. That sounds reasonable because it's just nothing but lots of rolling terrain. Okay, Bob, I think we have a good sample of only partially contaminated light mantle in that last rover sample that Gene accidentally discovered was right under our feet. It's almost certainly the light-colored material that we've been talking about in the walls of the craters. And as a matter of fact, that instant rock sample I took was light-colored and probably represents the same stuff indurated slightly.
The light-colored mantle has that bluish tint that you saw on those rocks.
Yeah. I still don't think there's anything. We ought to get a core in this light mantle sometime, and probably Station 3 is going to be the place. I hope that's still in the agenda.
Roger, it's still in the agenda.
Say, Bob, can you update the mileage on Station 3?
Okay, you want mileage to it, or you want the range and bearing at it?
Well, range and bearing at it.
Okay, stand by.
Because the hole in the wall is fairly nebulous.
Okay, we're going to say about 089 and 6.1 for Station 3.
Okay.
You want to
get
us out of
the
range
and bearing
right
now? Jack? Looking around. 073, 10.3, 6.6.
Copy that.
Bob, I have a feeling that whatever darkens the... Ooh, there's a beautiful little glass-lined crater. Pit bottom crater.
There's
whatever darkens the light mantle is not a a one-time only mantling of darker material. It's something that happens over a period of time continually because craters of all sizes and apparent degradation are darkened, and there are lighter craters that are light to varying degrees. It seems to be a continuum of albedo change. You know, that little crater on the side of the North Mesquite that we're thinking about going to doesn't look nearly as light-colored or haloed as it does in pictures, does it?
You mean a yeah, no.
Well, let's see where we are. I don't want to run into that big crater at the foot of the...
I think you're almost to the ramp.
Yeah, I want to go down here if I can. My tracks are over there to the left. I haven't crossed them yet. 073, 6.3.
Copy that.
LFB frame count is 86.
Copy 86.
That's a sight, isn't it?
That's spectacular.
I don't know why something that's all approximately the same hue should,
The lack of color has got to contribute to the inability to judge distance.
See the lobes coming out, look like lobes out from the scarp rather being a line in there on the plane, appear to be lobes. And I got a couple shots of that. Whereas when it gets up on the Massif, it's a fairly continuous curve. Although it does appear to be younger, at least there's less relief on it for the first few kilometers of that bend there. We're going to have to go down like the way we came because there's that big crater down at the bottom, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think we agree with that suggestion, too.
Bob, the scarp, so-called scarp, impresses me as less of a scarp than a series of lobes, which roughly have a north-south trend. And we've been driving over various hummocks within those lobes.
Okay, copy that.
I think we made a gross mistake in not trying to let them get TV. My heading hadn't changed much at all here. That would have had a spectacular view. Look it out in that valley, Jack.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I still don't know where the limb is. I see it, I think. The shadow, a blot. It's the only sharp shadow out there right in the... Because you sure can't make out the craters from here, can you? Okay, hold on. Over the hill and down the rail.
tell you, this machine is fantastic.
Yeah. Watch it.
Quite a machine.
Likes to spin when you turn going downhill.
Quite a machine.
But I think you got something right ahead of you.
Yeah, I got it.
See the instant rock.
I got it. That crater doesn't look nearly as bad from here, but it sure is deep when you get up there. We just, I'll meander around this over next little lobe, and then I'll head down this, down that next one, that first lobe we came up, and then along it.
Okay, there's Laura, and I think we can see station. Watch it.
I'm going through it slow.
Okay. Beautiful. I figured we'd buckle the LCRU with that one.
I bet they could watch this road. My heart rate just dictates the kind of terrain we're going over.
Okay. Houston, we're navigating and not talking, sorry. But the light mantle is a uniform surface. And I think you've heard just about everything we have to say so far.
Oh, Roger, your comm's great. You guys are doing
well. The fragment population is not... the fragment population hasn't changed, nor has the crater population, as near as I can tell. I hope the LRV photos will give you more details than that. Okay, Gene, you have the target over there that set up.
Yeah, I got to get over this next knoll here, and I got to be off the scarp. We're about three quarters of the way down.
Heart rates while on the rover are in the 80s.
Almost under the sun. Got to be. It's the only sharp shadow out there. Right under the sun, straight down there.
Probably.
Okay, I'm going to try and make it down this. Hold on.
This is
the one we climbed up.
Oh, there's Nemo over there to my right.
This is the one we climbed up. Would you believe that?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I would.
Problem is any crater on the side.
I don't want to give it the roll. I'll use...
I think you're all right.
We're all right.
I don't know. That's
keep the speed down, because if you have to turn, it doesn't like it on a downhill slope.
And that's got to be... pitch angle's pegged. I don't know what that means. Okay. Right,
we're off the
scarp.
You guys cut each other out, but I take it that means you're at the edge of the scarp.
We're off. We came down.
Roger. You're
man,
down the
scarp. Look at that hill. We came down. Same one we went up.
I'd rather not.
Oh, I don't know. I'm impressed. Okay, now where we got to go? 345, roughly. And we want to go to 0876.1.
Okay, I think you're headed right for where we want.
Yep.
It's that bright, see that bright crater? You can just start to see station 3 over there now.
Okay, navigation says that I've got more 9 degrees. I should be increasing range. Bob, we're 079, 11.5, and 5.7.
Okay, beautiful, guys. Really going smooth.
And I'm headed northwest.
Roger. In fact, we understand it's been going so smooth down here that they haven't even spilled any coffee in the span room yet this mission.
Larson must not be on duty. I'm glad we don't have any sitting on the LCRU.
Right over there, station 3, I think.
Oh, actually, I guess they would want it there. I can just start to see two craters. You know what the problem is?
That are closer to Laura.
I got a full planar view of the high gate, and I can't see a thing out there.
That's right.
Full planar view. All I can do is see underneath it.
Well, I'm
going to take it broadside. Yeah, I can't see a lot of those craters now. They're out in front. I guess I can see most. There's a nice sharp little hole. Look at that.
Bob, the texture of the light mantle, surface texture, is really no difference on the scarp, on its flank, or out here to the east of the scarp. Fragment population, crater populations, everything look about the same. If there is such a thing as a light mantle, it seems to be uniform across the scarp.
Okay, I copy that, Jack.
There are your tracks. Hey, we crossed somebody's tracks.
I hope they look like yours.
Loop. That was at 081-5.7.
Okay, copy 081-5.7. Do they look like your tracks?
Well, here's another set. Yeah, but this is where we went to that big crater, and I came southeast in order to get around it, remember? We saw that hole? Yeah. Look at that big turn I made. That was a quick change in mind when we came over that ridge.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're still headed northwest, Bob. Okay, Bob, I guess one thing we don't have a handle on yet is what are the, I think we sampled them once in a rover sample, but what are the fragments out here mixed with the light mantle?
Okay, I copy that.
I think I got one at our last gravimeter stop, a small one, and I guess there's one other rover sample, but at station 3, we probably ought to make sure we get a representative suite of those fragments.
Roger. Agree to that.
Hey, Bob, how long have we been out?
I say again there, Gene. How long have you been out?
How long
three,
have we been out?
3 plus 4, 5.
Thank you. We're at 083-5.7. Well, it certainly doesn't look like the geology of Norway, but it certainly is interesting. That must be Lara right there, huh?
Yeah.
On the left, you can see the blocks on the other side of her.
That's right. I told him about those earlier. That's the only... Now, I think, Gene, you want to bear a little bit... Hold on. A little bit to the left.
See those two craters? Two bright craters that are just this side of Lara?
Now, well,
you're pointed right, almost right at them.
Okay,
now.
I can barely see them through that high gain.
Okay.
But I can see, I know where we're going.
Those are the two I think they wanted us to be at. I think that's a good choice if we can get up there.
I want to get some 500s the way that scarp flows up on top of, looks like it flows up on top of the North Massif. Now it may look like the North Massif matriate material down upon it. Look at that.
Well, not really. The texture is so different. It just doesn't look like as old a surface.
But definitely different.
Yep. Wish they had never said anything about pictures because I tended to not take enough to do better.
Okay, but Jack, you're doing quite well in the pictures so far. You're not too far behind or ahead. Copy that, Gene.
No, but I mean, I'm not getting the coverage I...
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm getting the coverage I should.
Okay. So we'll look at the frame counts when you get to station 3.
Oh, there's another big crater with a pit in it.
Oh, is it 17 and a half or 18 clicks we hit coming down the scarp, Jack?
I don't know. I'm in min cooling now.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wait till you get over here and look at that.
That's
out to see.
Is that... I don't know where we're going to get a good... Well, let's see. You know, that big block up there might be worth going to.
087 at 5.9. I think that's the best station we got right here.
Well,
let's see what's over on your right. See if we can get at that scarp over there.
Well, I've sort of lost track.
We're about there.
Yeah, I think we expected you guys to be a little bit further north. We were guessing a heading of 080 for the bearing, which really kind of says you were going a bit further north than this.
Well, there's that first crater there, Jack. 080?
Roger, 080 is where we think.
All of a sudden, I've lost track.
Stem.
There's nothing wrong with that, except the...
Hey,
I think we ought to go back to that big block.
Yeah, hey, heading 080 is heading north is not going to...
Roger, I just realized
I'm
that.
I'm 087 now.
Yeah, I realize that, Gene. My mistake. Somebody's got a wrong thing down here. That's hole in the wall, my mistake.
Dean, I think...
That's hole in the wall, my mistake.
I think we need to go back here a little bit. Yeah, we're at 087-6.0. I think that's finally...
Okay,
get a stop here.
17, that's a great stop. That was my mistake. I was reading the hole-in-the-wall coordinate.
All right, Bob. Well, we've got some boulders over here that are in the light mantle.
Okay, now let me brief you on station 3. It's going to be a very brief station to make up for
the... You can see a little bit down in the Lara now, too.
Okay, it'll be a brief station to make up for the
time. How do we get up here again?
Added on it. Okay, first of all, remember we want to get the nav update. So how about going to a heading of 270 more or less and giving us the nav readout so we can start that here?
Yeah, giving us that.
You get where you want to from here? No, this is no good. I want to get a high spot. Yeah, let me park down here, Jack.
Well, nobody, you should have stayed up there.
Yeah, I want...
It's good right here. It's
okay,
not very level for the gravimeter.
Gene, and remember, we want to first head for the west so we can get the nav update.
You park right out here and we can work the blocks right up behind us. Okay, you want a nav update here?
Roger,
I don't
that's
think
a perm.
You need to get your antenna.
Roger, that's a perm.
Why don't you get off, Jack? Oh, I was looking at the wrong ding. No, no, I'm not. Okay. I'll get a nav update. Get off and look around. I'll get my nav update, Jack, and we'll press on. Yes, sir, you're right, Bob. They get you. I will. Okay. Go ahead. What do you need? Take your scoop or whatever you need.
Oh, you're going to move?
Yeah, I want to give a nav update real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, and Jack, update for you. We're going to want you to just do some documented sampling on your own. I'll get with you guys and the rest of the station plan shortly. Go ahead, Gene, we're ready.
Okay, I ought to get the Noman, I guess. Okay, let me find a level spot. I'll come back to it.
I'll get it.
But my God, there sure aren't very many.
That's probably pretty good.
We'll be in a minute.
See all that level, Gene.
Okay, 087, 12.6, 6.0.
I got your number.
Sun shadow is zero. Bitch, if I can get it over to read it. Bitch is zero. Goal is zero. How about one left, Bob?
Okay, copy. And how about heading?
One left.
And how about heading?
Heading is 282.
Okay, go ahead and park. We'll give you an update when you get done.
What else do you need?
That's all we need. Go ahead and park on your 045. Okay. We'll give you an update when you're done.
Jack, is work coming right there?
Looks like a pretty good location.
Okay.
We can sample the rim materials of this crater.
Bob, I'm at the south, let's say the east-southeast rim of a, 30-meter crater, in the light mantle, of course, up on the scarp and maybe 200 meters from the rim of Laura in a northeast direction.
Okay, I copy that.
It probably shows up as a bright crater.
Copy that.
A bright crater on your map. There's only about a half a centimeter of gray cover over very white material that forms a rim.
Okay, and Gene, give me a call when you get parked. And,
Gene, give me a call when you get parked, and
I'll give you an update on what we want to do.
Give you an update on what we want to do.
Okay, I am parked.
Okay, give it. We'll take the rover readout first.
Okay, give it. We'll take the rover readout first.
Okay, 087, 12.7, 6.0. 105 and 100. On the battery temps, 100, 120. The rear motors are off scale low, and the forward motors are 0 and 240.
Okay, we copy that. Understand the 240 now instead of the 340.
Okay, we copy that.
What is the heading 045?
The 340. And what is the heading 045?
Heading is 043.
Okay, we copy that.
Hey, Bob, did I ever give you a motor?
We copy that.
If I ever gave you a motor temperature of 340, I think it was erroneous.
Okay, roger. And what
okay,
we'd like you to do, Gene, is we'd like you to get the CSB
what we'd like
seated
you to do,
by yourself.
Gene, we'd like you to get
that
the
will essentially be your sole task
self.
At this station.
That will essentially be your sole task at this station.
We'd like Jack to do some solo sampling. We'd like to get one pan and the gravimeter, and then we'll leave the station. We're going to absorb some of the time we spent with the extra gravimeter reading and some of the time we absorbed at station two in the longer stay time in sampling at station three. That's our plan. So it'll be CDR for the CSVC or the long can, excuse me, and LMP for solo sampling, and then a pan by Jack, I presume, and then the gravimeter, and then leave. And Jack, you might check your film. We aren't quite sure where you are right now before you get too far from the rover.
Okay, Bob.
TV coming in now.
Bob, you got any, any preference up in this area where you want that long can?
Negative, that's something that was just sort of near the scarp, but you're parked sort of near the scarp, and that's something we, when we were doing solo, we only did it with the rover. So you'd have to stay right there beside the rover and do it. No expectations of doing otherwise.
Well, that's what I figured.
Gene?
Yeah, I think you're in good shape. Yeah, I don't have any other choice. Matter of fact, if there is a scarp and if it is a fault, I'm right on the side
right
of it.
On it because the projection of it would be uphill a little bit.
Yeah, I'd be okay. Right on the side of it. I'm parked on the side of it if it exists.
Okay. And Jack, what's your frame count?
Well, 122.
Okay, copy.
Bob,
you
I've
can work the
rest
without
the,
a crank change. Go ahead, Gene.
What do you need, Gene? Oh, yeah. Bob, I've dug a trench in the side of this crater. I've got down sun pictures of it. There's quite a marbling of light and dark soil or fine grain material. It looks as if there's a uniform about 3 centimeter layer of light material over that marbled light and dark. On the very top surface there's a half centimeter of light gray. Now when I say dark, I mean a medium gray.
Okay, copy that. Sounds like a great sample site.
Okay, I'm going to start sampling the soils, and then I'll get you the fragments.
Okay, yeah, I presume that we'll at least have a single upper core, which we can use to sample that stuff in the soil.
There's no guarantee. This is a crater rim.
Okay. And, Gene, are you still near the rover?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we'd like to get the set blankets open, Gene, and dust it if they're dirty so that can cool some more.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I can't give you a gravimeter reading while I'm working on the rover, so I have to time it when I get away from it.
Okay. Roger on that. I think you'll be pounding on the hammer for a long while you can take the rover to gravimeter reading.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let me get your brush back. Okay, bag 520 has a skim sample of the upper light gray soil. I don't know where I'm going to put these things. I got to come down and get a bag. Have you punched the groom? No. No, I can't punch it until I get out of here.
Yep.
These switches are off the standby, right? There should be. Okay, that's where they are. And the temperature is 104.
No, it should be off. Isn't that off?
No, it was standby.
No, push it off.
Okay, it doesn't matter when it's standby. It won't be heating that temperature anyway. I put it off.
Okay. It might have gotten hit when I changed the blankets there. So I got to go intermediate cooling here. Let me with a cold. In fact, you know, those pushes got charged okay last night.
Okay, yep, 17 pushes looks great.
How's Ron doing?
They're both looking standby. I thought you said both. Fine. Ron's doing great, too. He's sitting here busily.
No, no.
Go ahead.
And I'm in Captain America.
Yeah, I'm just inquiring of Bob. I think he's doing great. He just passed a little bit north of you a couple minutes ago and took some pictures of you.
My work around the LMP seat here. That's locked. That must be unlocked. Okay, unlock. Brake is off. Core is coming in. Bob, the upper three centimeters mixed with that upper half centimeter is the next sample.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, I guess I'm going to go find a way, and Jack, I'm going to hit the gravimeter.
Okay.
Okay, mark it.
Copy that.
And 521 is the sample bag.
Copy that.
Well, the first core is going down pretty good, Bob.
Okay, great.
Oh, you're right. You won't have any problem in here, Corey. Oh, man, I tell you, I wish I was putting a drill hole in here. That's pretty nice.
Each of these drive tubes is 16 inches long.
Okay, Bob. The next sample is mostly the medium gray fraction of the marbling. It's mixed, though. That's in bag 522.
Copy that, Jack.
Okay, I think I got it. I think I got it, Bob.
Okay. And Jack, when you get done with this trench, you might hit one or two of those blocks there, but then we'd, since we're really trying to cut the station down to a minimum after that, you'd probably better get to the pan.
Bob, what do you think? Can I read a gravimeter?
Yep, if it's not flashing.
The light's out.
Yep, it should be just done.
670-049-701. 670-049-701.
Okay, copy that.
The white marble in the white fraction in the marble zone in 523.
Copy that. Copy that.
Bob, I forgot to give you the core numbers, but I will.
Okay. And don't forget to put your little note in the long can there.
Oh, I'll get the note in there. I'll get it in there. Nobody will ever know.
Gene Cernan extracting the drive tube.
Okay, Bob, 524 is what I think is a blue-gray rock. Probably the Breccia. It's got a little dust covered.
Copy that.
From just off the rim of this little crater.
Okay, copy that. The blue-gray rock, it's not part of the trench, right? You finished with the trench?
Yes. If you see it, Bob, it's full. See that?
Roger, we see a long thing in your hand there, Gene.
Now, I know, Jack, shoot,
Thought I had him on the rover.
What?
Oh, that core cap covers. I'll get him.
No, you got some there in that little pocket.
Yeah, but there's so many bags in here, I can't get in them.
No, I mean the pocket on the rover, on the bag. Remember?
No, they're not. I took them out and put them on you.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of them are in this bag. I'll come and get them.
See, there's others, but I don't want to get into your seat. We got those bags packed in there like gangbusters. How you doing there by yourself?
Well, it's hard.
Your hook came off. If you wait a minute, I'll hook it on this bag.
See?
See? I didn't think their sample bags could come off the camera. But they can.
Well, don't con it.
What's the problem?
Just we'll fix this bag now. Let me get this bag. Off at the bottom if I don't. He's gonna come off again. I don't think that harness is tight enough now.
Want to tighten the harness?
Yeah, I got to, Jack.
Okay.
Let me get your harness. I might just well do it. So it's right. It's worth doing it all. It's worth doing right.
Try get that bag back on.
No, don't bend over. It's, I can't get down there.
Okay.
You're plenty sure enough.
Thanks a lot.
This bag, now, that hook, there's something changed in the geometry.
Okay, don't worry about it too much, guys. I'm sure the bag will stay on without the hook.
Yeah, well, conclusion I just came to.
You through?
Yeah, go ahead.
EVA time, 4 hours, 10 minutes.
Bob, what I know is a blue-gray Breccia is in bag 525.
I'll take copy of that. And Jack, you're just scooping up little rocks along the surface there in your little xenolith mode. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, that's them. You're in my mind. I do want to get one of these light colored rocks, though.
Go ahead, Dean.
Bob, when I broke the cores apart, there's just a lot of dry clouds, and the bottom core is full, the top core I gotta look, it's dark down there, but about an inch and a half of the core just zero G to 1/6 G itself right out.
Okay, we copy that. I guess we still just cover it and see what we got. Might just again try compacting them after that's through. After you're done with the lower core.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Bag 526.
Copy 526.
Okay, into the long can. I'll give it to you. Wait a minute. And that may have been a piece of gabbro. But again, I can't be completely sure.
Copy that. Go ahead, Dean.
It's either that or the Ann Arthur City Cabro we saw up on the front, up on the Massif.
Okay.
And my bags aren't staying on my camera, worth the darn. 46, Bob, is going into the long can.
Copy that.
Okay, the LMB has gone to intermediate. And by the way, I'm at about 49% and 3.85 and intermediate cooling and no flags.
Okay, copy that, Dino. And you got a number for the upper core when you get done. I guess you're probably putting the other one in the long can on you right now.
Yeah, that's right.
And somewhere here along the line, Jack, I guess maybe when you get those, you ought to stop and take the pan.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Bob, the log can is sealed, and I guess nobody knows what's in it but me.
No one ever will, probably.
And I may not even tell. It does not, none of the material in that core, in either the top section or the bottom section, look unlike that stuff just beneath the surface that we sampled at that special stop back there. It's a bluish gray, and it tends to clot and break up in your hand.
Okay.
And that's core 31.
Okay.
The upper is 31.
Copy, 31 on the upper.
Oh, man. Bob, you got better than... you got two-thirds of a core after I packed it down a little bit.
Okay. Thank you, Dino. Copy that.
Okay, that little set of four samples is in 527.
Okay, we hope it was worth the effort.
Oh, it's all worth the effort. It just hurts.
Okay, and we're ready now for your pan, and don't forget your scoop.
I won't.
Jack Schmidt, having a few problems.
No, dadgummit. Well.
Hey, Gene, would you go over and help Twinkle Toes, please, Gene?
Hey, you fix that camera bracket so the bags stay on, and I'll be a lot better off.
Roger.
Want some help, Jack? I'll be there. No, I don't need any help. Okay.
Jack, you might worry about whether your camera lens is dirty or clean, Jack. I don't know what you do about it.
I'm very worried about that.
I don't know what you do about it. But you might worry about it.
I don't have a thing to do. Son of a gun. What's the problem? I can't get this thing locked on.
What, the rake?
The rake?
Yeah.
That should lock. I turn that like that. There it comes.
Jack, if you haven't started the tank, can we get an EMU check from you?
Well, it's about 50%. About 385.
Okay, copy that.
And no flags.
Jack Schmidt taking a 360-degree panorama now of the camera.
Okay, that's all put away. I'll go back on your back. August.
Why don't you go over and over towards Jack, G, and then two of you can maybe pick up the scoop and the bag together and get back towards the rover after that.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up your seat here. I'll do that.
Okay.
I think I can hack it.
And then at that point, we're ready for you guys.
At that point, we're ready for you guys to leave. Okay. Jack, I got the rammer I got to put on you. I'll just leave it on your seat right now. Okay.
Watching you, Jack.
What's that?
I said we're watching you, but don't let that inhibit you.
Bob, I don't let anything inhibit me. And I don't stay mad very long.
Well, that was very good.
Well, there's an easy way to do everything. The question is, can you hang on to it once you've done it? Let me get those, Jack. Don't get down there. Let me get those. Where are you? They don't stay on my camera anymore. Well, we'll fix it. There's no reason why they shouldn't, according to this. They're locked.
Okay, those the samples from that. Oh, I gotta go up there. Wait, take an after.
Cross sun from over to the north of the Anomen.
You didn't get an after, huh?
No. How come you clean
up? Oh, I got it. I'll get it.
If you'll mount this thing,
just set it there.
Just set it there.
Take four deep breaths.
Bob, what else you wanted to do here?
Nothing. Get on the rover and lead.
Get the heck
out. Don't forget the Anomen.
Okay. Now, we're going back to get that after, and we won't forget it. I think you might be able to decipher this station, Bob.
That's the general idea. And be advised that the switchboard here at MSC has been lit up by calls from the Houston Ballet Foundation requesting your services for next season.
I should hope so. Well, we can't use that one. The right-hand gate lock is, how's that? About non-functional.
Okay.
And the left one is almost non-functional.
Okay.
Once you get it open, you can't get it locked. I'll dust them. I got a chance, but it's locked on the left side.
Okay, well, we'll keep those bags underneath
here,
the seat anyway. I think
locked.
The samples are safer under there anyway.
We don't have any room.
We
can take bag 7 out. That one's locked. In good shape. Let's press on. We got the reading. Let me put the rammer on your back. See if we can't get this on your camera.
this time?
I don't know. I hadn't said anything. I expect he will.
No, we will not turn the SEP on, guys. You might cover with the blankets as well as you can. And how about a temperature reading before you leave? We can do that.
It's 100.
Copy that. Up 100, and understand both switches are off and the covers are closed.
Okay. Well, the covers are closed now. They weren't.
Okay,
they're
Roger. That's what I mean.
Okay. Turn the other way, left. Let me just flip this.
Well, I don't know why that didn't stay on, but it certainly is.
Move over, turn. Okay.
Is that the same one? I may have bent it.
I think you did now.
Yeah. I just bent that, didn't I?
Yeah, that's not going to stay on. Yeah, you bent it very well.
No, I did that.
No, I don't know. We'll have to use my. You'll lose these bags.
Okay. Well, we'll.
I got bags.
We'll revise our procedures.
I got bags.
I guess I bent my camera mounting bracket point. The camera point.
Turn around.
We may have to think about a fix there.
I might be able to fix that in a cockpit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, are we all through? You got...
Worry about that, back? Right, when you get back in.
Jack Schmidt waving.
Okay. Where are we here?
I'll get on.
Okay. Oh, I guess I need to get another film mag, huh?
Okay, yeah. How about the frame counts from both of you guys before you start?
One, 52.
Okay.
LMP.
We suggest magazine Juliet, please.
Okay, we'll get magazine Juliet. And CDR's on 118.
Okay, copy that, Dino.
Fire, two frames. You know, I'd enjoy this. They weren't so much fun.
Okay, you gotta change your mag.
Yeah.
Give me a 500 while you're doing that. No sense to me.
Well,
look at my thumb.
I know.
17, we'd really like to...
Anytime you want to do something, though.
We'd like to press on as quickly as possible.
I got it.
Got it?
Got it.
In case you didn't get.
Take a portion of the scarf over there, you can see.
17, do you copy? Newton.
What?
We'd like to press on as soon as possible, please.
Yes, we are, Bob, but he's got to change his mag.
Correct.
I'm not going to stand here and look around.
Okay.
Okay, I'm picking up with mag... or with frame 66, and I'm going to try and get a little bit of where the scarp overlaps the North Massif. I can't see much of it. All I could get was three frames of that. Now I'm picking up the South Massif.
Jack Schmidt changing the film magazine in his camera.
How you coming, Jack?
Okay.
I ought to put that in there so you got room for your camera.
You got a final frame count there, Dean?
Okay. I'm all set. Okay, Bob, when I finished the top of the steeper, I was on 94, and I took, now I'm on 99, I took five more pictures back over to the northeast.
Copy that.
Yeah,
we assume you guys are ready to go by now.
They were all with the lens. Yes, sir. They were all with the lens cap off.
Splendid.
Okay.
Okay, and Jack, what's the heading say? And we'll
pick that height.
We'll
see.
We'll get the reading we need for the nav update. If you can give us the heading right now.
Okay, heading is 4. Better let Gene do it for you.
Okay.
I got some I got some parallax. I think it's 4-1 though.
What you looking at?
The heading.
43 is what I gave him earlier.
Yeah, we were wondering if it drifted while you were there, because we're going to give you now going to give you one to update it to if it's drifted at all.
Okay, it did drift. 041's a good number.
Okay, stand by.
We all get a picture back at station 4, which is the crater Shorty.
I'm Strath. You like to drift, huh?
Great.
Okay, dead gummit.
Estimated driving time, 16 minutes.
Every time. Okay, let's go. All right, sport. I'm going to head,
we didn't really do all the things we wanted to do, but I think we did everything we could.
We did everything we wanted
okay,
to.
Okay, let's get ready to roll.
My line stereo.
Station.
Okay, Bob. Oh.
You got the TGE camera, low gain is 060.
You get the Noman in?
Didn't you get it? Wait a minute.
You took the after. It's not sitting out there.
No, I thought I had it. Didn't you stick it in? You
yeah,
did.
I stuck it in.
I got it. Okay. We can look back.
Bob.
I sure thought I handed it to you.
You did, and I put it in.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Whoo, boy. Rest the old hands.
Okay, we have a recommendation for minimum for you, Gene. Jack.
Double. I think I am in minimum.
Jack, that
I
was
am already.
Jack.
Yeah, I'll go to minimum. Yes, I will.
And give us a mark rolling, please.
Yeah, Bob, I gave you one. We've been rolling for about 30 seconds.
Copy that.
We're at 087, 12. 087 and 5.9 on the range.
Copy that. And the drive
okay.
to station 4 will be nominal, and we'll get a rover sample at about 094 and 5.1. But it'll be the track as indicated on the map and the cuff checklist.
Okay.
Going to Shorty.
Okay. On our way.
You got your checklist there?
Yeah, I got it in front of me.
Okay. And they're heading?
Heading to 069. We're around, I got it. I know
yeah,
where
that's
we're
pretty
going.
Close.
I know where that's to that band, but I know where we're going. My next is 0945.1 is what I want for that sample.
Yeah. Zero what?
I think he said 0945.1.
He meant... 052 is what's nominal. What's the sample again, Bob?
5.1. 0945.1.
Oh, okay. That's the heading. All right.
Yeah. 0945.1.
Yeah, got it. drive by this big run and look at it, you can't see it.
I can't see one, and the crew shines into my eyes.
Looks like one of the gray wretches.
Big, 3 to 4 meter block out here all by itself on the light mantle. I got some pictures. It was at 0885.6.
Okay, copy that.
And it looked like a gray breccia. I'm not sure, though. It was just all I could see was the surface texture, and it had the elongate nodular texture that those breccias had up on the south of my seat.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
Where are you, Shorty? And the battery temperatures are 100 and 130.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, as far as any of the things we talked about trying to see at the surface, dynamics or variation in the light mantle, I think you've heard it all. There isn't much to say about the dynamics right now. I have a feeling that the surfaces are old enough that all those kind of detailed relationships have been obscured. Philidine is just about the same all over here. It varies, but there's no systematics that I've seen.
Okay, copy that. Did we ever see a rover flag come up when you got the high temperatures there on the battery? You seen the flag up yet?
No, you did. No, you did not.
Okay.
You did not.
That may be telling us something, we hope. Press on.
And Ron Evans and America are about 13 and a half minutes away from loss of signal on the 29th lunar revolution. Ron will be beginning his evening meal within a few minutes. And in about an hour and a half, we'll begin his rest period.
Ought to cut left up here a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh!
Keep her going.
Good Lord, was that the aspect ratio of that little thing?
Yeah. That's what they call a pit grater. Hey, can you swing a little bit and let me get that fragment crater? See the one on your left there? Crater seen up here. That's a picture? Pictures?
There I go. Okay, Bob, we're at 0905.3 for a quick rover sample of a very, very fragmental crater. The ejecta is about 50% small angular fragments. Much different than we've seen before in terms of the type of patterns.
Okay, copy.
And that's in bag 41 Yankee.
Copy that.
And we're on our way.
Great.
Get your picture, Jack?
Yeah.
LMP frame count is 1.5.
Copy that.
About a 30-second stop. Okay, 094. I'm 0905.3 now, Bob. We're heading towards your stop.
Okay,
0905.3. Bob, I couldn't tell whether that was just, it looked like that might have been a crater that it got to bedrock. There may have been a high point, or let's say a thin point in the light mantle, and it got down to bedrock. But I can't, it's the most blocky rim crater we've seen for a long time.
See, all these others are nowhere near that.
Look at that. It was about 15 meters in diameter. There are no obvious lineations at the scale we can observe
on the light mantle. I think the pan photography and the metric stuff may be what you'll have to use for any directional trends out in here, depending on what we decide the origin is. Bob, you still reading?
Roger, we're still reading you, Jack.
Okay, are you reading it through the lem or through the low gain?
As far as I can tell, we're reading you through the low gain. It's been working just great tonight, Gino.
Okay, that's great.
Tonight?
Because I just scraped bottom on the La Crew. If it's still working, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, we're 0.93 and 5.2. We're almost there.
Gonna be right on the rim of that crater.
Okay, and 17, the word from the back room is with that last rover sample you got, we'd like to go straight to station 4, and we won't get the one here at 094 and 5.1, excuse me.
Bob, I thought the purpose was to sample the light mantle.
We talked to them about
that,
but they...
didn't light mantle at that last one.
I agree. I talked to them about that, but they are so anxious to get to station 4, I guess they don't want to do it.
Well, how about it, Gene? A little real-time...
I think we got you right here.
I think we got it. 0.94, 5.1. You got your picture?
Yep.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Happy?
We'll get the sample.
Okay.
Anyway.
0.94, 5.1.
Copy that.
That's good, Jack. Sample is in 42 Yankee.
Copy that.
And we are rolling, and give me a bearing and a range to station 4.
Roger, it'll be bearing of 100 and a range of 4.6.
Okay. We're now at 5.0, 94 and 50.
LNP frame count is 25.
Was that 100, 4.6?
Roger, Gene.
There aren't very many rocks that just sit on the surface. All of them seem to be slightly buried to moderately buried.
That one looked like it might be vesicular. There's a trench. Linear set of craters.
Dave, we gotta do a little detour.
Okay, what's 4 is 101.
Yep, 100, 4.6. I'll detour. I'll just get down this slope. I don't see Shorty though. Do you?
Wait a minute. Is that it? Is that it out there? Straight ahead.
Let me get down this slope.
Dark out there. I think that's it.
The dark, it might be right over there to the left a little bit.
Your left, yeah.
Yeah, right over there. I think I can cut it right across there. That's going to be about the right place.
Seems a little far from here, but maybe not. Oh, I forgot to take pictures again. Trying to shade my eyes. That scarp certainly is spectacular going up there by Hanover, isn't it?
It just rolls over the side, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what else we can say about it, though.
Okay, we're getting a good view of the North Pacific. And the cross-hatched lineaments that Gene has talked about are over there also. They seem to be a set that plunge about 30 degrees to the east, and another set that plunge about the same to the west, plus the boulder tracks, which we see occasionally over there. And there are areas, boulder fields up on the Massif itself, such as we saw on the South Massif. And as a matter of fact, it looks like there's one just above where we may, where Station 6 may be. Straight ahead of us there, Gino.
Mm-hmm.
But bearing 060 from our present position, which is 098 and 4.8.
The crew comes right in on me.
I don't see any anything like layering up there, although the upper boundary of those boulder fields on the North Massif, and as a matter of fact on the South Massif,
that's shorty straight ahead of us, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, that's gotta be it.
All tend to have a linear boundary. That's the upper portion of the field. The lower portion is strung out downslope.
That looks like it might be shorty.
Yep. We're at 9099, 4.7, Bob.
Okay. Great. Sounds like you're just about there.
Yeah, I think we got it in front of us.
Okay.
Bob, looking at the sculptured hills, I think Gene's comments the other day about Bear Mountain would apply. There's a small relief or small amplitude hummockiness to the surface. It's formed by crosshatch of, let's say the slope I'm looking at is sort of a west-facing slope. So on the other side of Wessex Cliff, it's formed by lineaments going, plunging about 10 degrees to the north and about 10 degrees to the south. And the combination gives some hummocks that are quite distinct.
Well, you know, it's hard to see a blanket here, but that's got to be shorty right there.
Okay.
It's only large, real large.
The one apart, I don't think we'll see a blanket down on
either.
I think at least we're going to see where the break and slope is for the rim. My goodness.
Oh, look at the boulder sitting on that rim.
It's different. It is darker.
Let's go over there.
No question.
We're at 101.5.
Copy that.
Okay.
Let us know when you stop and where you're...
I want to park on.
Well, I think we ought to park over here near that big boulder.
Well, if I can get up there, I think I can.
You can swing in, and just park parallel to the... Of course, that'll put them looking back. What, can you park any direction?
Well, yeah, but 045 gives me a good... I'll work on it.
Okay.
Get up there slowly. I'll put them on this low saddle here. 045 will give them a good heading.
Shorty is a crater the size of which you know. It's obviously darker rimmed, although the fragment population for most of the blanket does not seem too different than the light mantle. But inside, man, are you going to get a picture now?
Oh, yeah.
We can hardly wait.
That's about as far as I want to take it.
Okay. And when you stop and get off, give me a word and I'll read you up some... revised plans to Station 4.
Okay, Bob, we're heading 041. Bearing is 102, distance 5.1 and 4.4 in the range.
Amp hours are 9290. 102 and 128 on the batteries. Off scale low on the fronts and off scale low on the rears.
Copy that. And did I understand 4.2 on the range, Gene?
Yes, sir.
Okay, copy that.
I don't know whether you're wrong or we are, but
sounds like an interesting crater in any case.
Hey, wait till you see the bottom of it.
Okay.
Okay, Houston. Jordy, it's clearly a darker rim crater. The inner wall is quite blocky over it, but except for the western portion of it, which is less blocky than the others, the floor is hummocky as we thought it was in the photograph. The central peak, if you will, or central mound, is very blocky and jagged. And the impression I have of the other mounds in the bottom is that they look like slump masses that may have come off the side.
Okay, copy that. And
that's just what they look like. I'm not sure that they have a bench appearance.
Okay, and the primary priority, the number one and two priorities at this station will be samples from the crater rim and a pan from the crater rim. Over.
Okay, we've got a large boulder of a very intensely fractured rock right on the rim, right near the rover. It looks like a finely vesicular version of our climaparoxene gabbro. It's obviously crystalline and has generally that same appearance. There is in one spot here some inclusions of a darker gray rock, also intensely fractured. The fracture systems, I think, will show up well in the flight line stereo. Bob, do you have TV?
Rog, we have TV, and you might brush the lens for us before you run away.
Yeah, I get it. I gotta get my battery covers clean. Okay, I'm gonna take a pan while I'm waiting for you.
And we're gonna want the steps opened and dusted as well here, still with the switches turned off.
Okay. Oh, hey! Wait a minute. What? Where are the reflections? I've been through once. There is orange soil. Well, don't move it till I see it. It's all over. Orange! Don't move it till I see it. I've stirred it up with my feet. Hey, it is! I can see it from here. It's orange. Wait, let me put my visor up. It's still orange. Sure it is. Crazy. Orange. I've got to dig a trench, Houston.
Copy that. I guess we better work fast.
Out of his width. It really is.
It's the same color as these.
Temperature on the sump is about 100 and, temperature on the sump is about 102. It's almost the same color as the LMP decal on my camera.
Okay, copy that.
That is orange, Jack. Boy, his brush is getting harder to get on and off, too. Well, zap me with a little cold water. Okay, the stuff has been dusted. I think I gave you 102 or something like that.
Fantastic, sports fans. It's trench time. Didn't see this in your color television, I'll bet you. Might there be orange soil on the moon? Jack, that is really orange. It's been oxidized. Tell Ron to get the lunar sounder over here. It looks just like an oxidized desert soil. That's exactly right.
Total stay time here, 30 minutes.
Well, I'm going to clean their glasses so they don't, so they know we're... Can you wait a minute on that pan you're taking?
I already took it.
No, I mean the television camera. I'll put you back where I had you. Now, I'll let you put you right where you finished your pan. You know, that orange is along a line, Gino, along the rim crest.
The follow, what, circumferential?
Yeah.
Man, if there ever was, I'm not going to say it, but if there ever was something that looked like a fumarole alteration, this is it.
Okay, let me give you a gravimeter. Mark it.
Okay, mark the gravimeter.
And she is flashing. Never mind, Bob. I'm going to go to standby. I got to get my Noman.
Hey, I think we hit one of those things we've got to reconsider on, Houston.
Yeah, the problem is we're looking at push constraints right now, as luck would have it, of course.
Mark it, gravimeter.
Roger, copy that.
What's wrong with the TV? Aren't you watching it?
It seems to have died slowly there.
We're having tilt problems with the TV.
Well, stand by. Now I'm going to give you another standby and another mark.
Okay.
Standby, on, and mark it.
Copy that.
Okay, Bob, I've trenched across the trend of the yellow by the orange. There is a light gray material on either side. Oh, man, that's incredible. Hey, Gene, we're going to have to...
That's incredible.
You need to get a down sun color.
That's incredible.
As well as I'll get my black and white.
I'll get it.
We also gotta get that rock up there. That's,
yeah, we'll get that.
Okay, let's start sampling that trench. We gotta get that.
Okay.
That's phenomenal. Look at where the contact between the gray and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, right.
And it's on both sides.
Before you disturb it, let me just get a couple close-ups of that.
Hey, can you get a down sun? I think your color will be best down sun.
Okay.
Go to F11. Get a little closer, Gino, if you think you're minimum.
Come up.
There you go.
Let me get one more.
Hey, you want any of this bagged in the can, Bob? Canned in the bag or whatever it is?
I stand by there debating that right now.
Are they?
Roger, let's get the short can and put
okay,
some of that in
the
there.
Okay, the color is... Okay, let us get the... let us sample it first, then we'll get it. It's quite, it's indurated. Ah.
new chunk.
I'll get a new chunk.
Give me that. Get a new one. Give me that. Get some more.
I'm gonna slow down here.
Yep, just take it easy.
I can't see into this.
I can't see when you're
shadowed
there.
Can you get around on the other side?
Yep.
Because I can't see the sample.
Got your hammer?
Yeah, I practiced too long on taking
aerial pans on craters without getting one here.
I got mine from right down there, Gene. So,
what is that right there?
What?
That right there?
I don't see. Oh, it's a piece of glass, probably.
Boy, it sure is.
Hey, how about right up here? You know that we just about got to the upper edge of this little ellipsoid zone. I think we're going to have to. We've messed up most of it. Let's try right over here.
I got a little piece of glass in my pocket.
Bob, the upper portion of the core is going to be a little bit disturbed because we've walked around the area so much.
Okay, copy that.
That was a little piece of black glass.
You may want to get up here.
All of black glass.
Okay, did you get a... Hold it, and I'll get a shot. Take your picture. That's about as far as I could shove it in.
Okay, and 17, while you're doing that, was the gray mantle over the top of this, or was this showing all the way through to the surface?
No, it was over the top. It's about a half centimeter over the top.
Copy that.
He's getting about 3 centimeters of wag.
Very good.
I tell you, it's a lot harder going in than that double core was back there.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. It acts like it's inherently cohesive. It breaks up in angular fragments.
Copy that.
And the central portion of the zone has a crimson hue, or a red hue. Outside of that is it's orange, and outside of that it's gray.
Wait a minute, Jack.
All right, take it easy. I'd offer to hit it, but I don't think I can. My hands are so tired.
I'm going up to Max here for just a minute or two.
Copy that.
Okay, let me hit some more. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm afraid. Jack, it's stable enough. Why don't you get out of the way? I'm afraid if I let go of this thing, I'll
okay.
Straighten ahead.
Okay. Have at it. He's still getting a centimeter of whack, poor guy. Let's see. I didn't get a locator. I'm going to get a locator. Oh, it's in the... No, it isn't.
The only thing I question is our ability to get it out. Man, that's really hit bottom.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, do I have core tubes on me now? I mean caps?
Yes.
Caps?
Yes. Okay.
And the rammer?
Yes.
Okay, only,
that's all the way down, but I really...
That's it. Thanks.
I really wonder about getting it out.
Well, we'll give it the old college try.
Yeah, we'll be good at getting cores out by now.
It'll come out.
Okay. It wouldn't
dare not come out. Wait a minute.
Yeah, enough to hold on to?
Whoops. Which side you got?
No, I was just getting this out for you. I can get this side better.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay, go.
Okay, pull slowly. Slowly so I can cap it now. Let me get a cap.
Okay.
Okay,
it'll come.
Hold it. Let me get a cap. Turn.
I'm going to get the cap.
Okay. Now, wait a minute.
Are you ready?
Okay, very slow. Even the core tube is red. Look at that. Even the core is red. The bottom one's black and orange, and the top one's gray and orange.
Fact is, the bottom of the core is very black compared to anything we've seen.
Hey, we must have gone through the red soil because it's filled with a black material.
Let me see.
Dark gray, almost a very, very fine grain.
That might be a magnetite.
Fantastic.
I got it.
Fantastic.
Go ahead.
Okay. But it's, let me.
God, it is black, isn't it?
Yeah, I gotta get it so I can get the, boy, it is black, and is it contrasted to that orange stuff?
Very black.
Well, not very black, it's a good dark gray.
Very, dark bluish gray.
Yeah, contrast. Okay, turn that thing so I can push this cap a little bit. Just turn.
Which way?
Either way.
Just turn a whole tube.
Oh, okay.
It's just easier to turn a tube than my hand.
Some more.
I don't want this cap to come off. Okay, I'm going to intermediate cooling. Okay. Now, you don't have any caps, so let's take this back to the rover.
Where's the hole?
Why don't you take a picture of the hole? Well, you got a camera there.
Be careful with that.
Yep.
The caps are in SCV-7 there under the LMC.
Well, the hole's mostly in shadow.
And 17...
yeah, I got him, Bob.
17, so you're at spot. We have to be leaving here. Not like, we have to be leaving here in 14 minutes on the move because of walkback constraints. And we'd like to get a quick sample of the basalt up there on the rim and Gene stereo pan and then press on. And I emphasize it's a walkback constraint we're up against in 14 minutes, 13 now.
Okay, Bob, I'll get a sample, I'll sample it by hand. But it'll be documented. And I'll get it in a bag in a minute since I don't have any.
Come back this way when you do. I need that rammer again.
Oh, okay. Well, I better come there first, I guess.
Well, I don't need to write this second.
Okay.
Why don't you leave the core there, Gene, and you can take your stereo pan while Jack's getting that sample. Then you can get together and ram the core home.
Okay. Bob, the bottom of the upper core is also dark.
Copy that. Sounds a little thin.
Like you might expect, the top of the bottom core is dark too.
How about that?
All right. If I ever saw a classic alteration halo around a volcanic crater, this is it. It's ellipsoidal. It appears to be zoned.
There's one sample we didn't get. We didn't get the more yellowy stuff. We got the center.
Let me get those caps, Jack.
Okay.
What's holding it?
What's holding this from coming out?
Steal a bag.
Okay.
Salt is in bag 512.
Copy that.
I'm getting in your bag here, Dean.
Got it? Lock is on the outside here, so we gotta watch his gate.
What happened?
I'm not gonna worry about it. That lock is on the outside of that lever lock out there. You'll see what I mean when you look at the lock. Okay, I'm gonna go get my pan.
Okay.
The cores are not rammed yet. You wanna ram them while you're here?
What did you do in my extension handle?
Oh, it's there. And if you wanna ram them,
okay.
Here you are. They're not rammed.
I'll get them.
Okay, Bob, I'm going several meters around to the east and towards the south to get this pan.
Copy that.
And I'm going upslope. I'm on the rim, and I'm up. Oh, that ought to be a beautiful shot. If I could see what my settings are.
Okay, the lower core is Chucky Jam full. I don't think I budged that thing.
Okay, copy that. Okay, and Jack, I copied, besides the three tank samples, I copied one single rock, one single bag of the salt samples. Is that correct?
That's right, 512.
Copy that.
Hey, Bob, from where I am, about 100 meters around the west side of the rim of this crater, the mantle on the inside of the rim turns from this gray material. We've been sampling the sampling in here to a very dark gray material. And there's a lot of orange stuff that goes down radially down into the pit of the crater.
Okay, copy that. Outstanding.
Hey, Bob, those cores didn't feel like they, the follower went down at all.
Okay.
Shouldn't it have gone a little bit?
Not necessarily, but it's pretty compact stuff, and you were having a hard time getting it in.
Well, I thought there was a little space up there, but maybe I just didn't feel it.
Not very much,
I don't think there's much danger of them coming apart.
Okay, great.
I got to take a couple more pictures at that contact slope over there. I know you can't see it from where you are, Jack, but I guess we got to leave. Otherwise, it'd be nice to sample that dark stuff up on top.
We need you guys rolling in 7 minutes.
We can get a spoon. Oh, I'll bet I'm out of film. But I got them all anyway, Bob. I'm at 162. I'm out of film. That stuff, you're looking at me with the camera, that stuff is up toward that boulder, around that, about as far away from that boulder on the other side as we are on this side, and we want to hack at that boulder, too. Jack, let's see if we can't get that boulder, anyway. I don't have any film.
Guys, we don't have that much time.
I know, Bob, I know. There's a lot of little pieces, not a lot, but enough that I've seen five or six of them, little pieces of obsidian-like glass. I got one in my pocket, unbagged, undocumented. This boulder that you were looking at with the TV, I'm going to take a sample undocumented. I got it, I got it. Oh, you got it? Got
yeah.
It. Let's go. I'm sorry, didn't know you got that. Bag 461 has another sample of basalt that I picked up right near where we dug the trench.
Copy 561.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to give you something with the TV. I want to show you where that dark material starts.
Hold still now.
Okay. As you look at the inner rim as it goes down to the to the right, you see a lot of boulders, a lot of rocks that are protruding out. Where that rock pattern thins out, just beyond that is an orange, a visible orange radial pattern, and then beyond that is a definite change in albedo where you get the gray material, and a definite change in the number of rocks on the slope.
Gene, Roger.
And that particular
copy
material
that.
And that particular let me finish, Bob. That particular rim material there continues around to the due north, and then there's a drastic change again where you see the inner rim completely tailored with this boulder fill.
Okay, copy that, Dean.
And I can't
bet
on it, but I can see
you
it.
Home.
Okay, as long as you're happy, I am.
Wait, Gene, wait.
I got to get the film changed, Jack. What do you
need? No, right, Gene, change the film at the next station.
Okay.
We can save time that way.
All right.
And we would like the SEP turned on before you leave. And we'd like EP number one taken, Jack, so you can deploy that at Victory.
Okay. I'll get your scoop for you. Have you been leaving a cock like that?
Yes.
Of course, we haven't been taking any step measurements. I don't know what difference it makes.
calm down. I can tell you're reading, Bob.
I'll be reading you loud.
670-012-501. 670-012-501.
Okay, we copy that, Dino, and,
Okay, got the...
charge number one, and we need a step
on. We got the
one,
we got the rake. Step on, Jack, I'll get charge number one for
you. Okay, I'll get the step on.
I'll just hand it to you.
And what's your frame count, Jack?
Charge number one.
Okay, power. Power's on. Recorder's on. The temperature is 112.
I copy that.
Can you get it, Dino?
Yep. Get in, I'll hand it to you.
Okay.
And now I'm going to get the TV.
And Jack, what's your frame count, please?
Wait, Bob, I'd give you that on a rover.
Okay, I thought you were on it.
Okay. Camera's going aft. Camera's going aft. Well, I guess it's a break to life. Low gain, I'll step when I get on. I'll give you... when you're ready. First thing I gotta do, Bob, is change film at the next station.
That's a firm.
And Bob, LMP is at 7-5.
Say again there, Jack. I missed that.
7-5.
Copy that. Thank you.
I must be getting fatter, you know what?
Fatter?
Well...
depends on how you get in. How's your hammer?
Okay, we got a flag on the rover.
Your hammer's caught again.
That's all right. We got a flag on the rover, and I'm reading 136 on battery number two.
Say again on that one, Gene.
I'm reading 136. Make that 132 on battery number two, and we did get a flag.
Copy that.
Okay, Jack, I'm going to make a very sharp right turn here, because I do not want to go down that hill.
Okay, we're moving, Houston.
Roger, you're moving exactly 37 seconds on early.
Early? I could have gotten that dark mantle on the other side of that crater. That's all it takes me.
So you saw radial orange, huh?
Yeah, it was radio, Jack. You could see it very... it'll be in the pictures. Oh, man, I can't drive into that heading. Let me get my...
That was on the inside of the crater?
On the inside rim of the crater.
Yeah, that's where the surface stuff keeps slumping off, so it's exposed, probably.
Quite a station, man. We thought station two was a good station.
Okay, I'm in. Okay, I'm in. Man, I tell you, that heading is going to put us right. Okay, Bob, give me a... dang, wait a minute.
The heading you should be generally taking towards where victory we 090, Gene.
Okay, can you give me a bearing and range at victory?
Okay, stand by.
You get the TGE red.
Yeah, I did. I got it red. They got everything, that station. But not everything I'd like to give them.
Okay, it's going to be 105 and 3.1.
Okay. Man, I tell you, that LeCrew is terrible when it flashes into you.
Well, you can always zigzag.
Yeah, that's what I've got to do. I've got to tack into that sun.
Station 5 is at the crater Camelot.
I don't know what exactly. I didn't have time to really think at that station, but that could, I think, based on having found the olive, if I hadn't seen that alteration, and all I'd seen is the fractured block on the rim, I might have, which looked like the stuff in the bottom, I might have said it was just another impact. But having all the color changes and everything, I think we might have to consider that it could be a volcanic vent.
Roger, it sure it was different anyway.
I'm not sure how we prove it. We didn't have time to prove it.
We noticed. I guess that's the breaks of the game sometimes.
Hey, Bob, I forgot your numbers. At Victory. I'll have given them to me again.
Okay, 105, 3.1. And it'll be a heading of 090. It's a
okay.
General heading in that
Thank
direction.
You. Okay, 105, 3.1.
I guess we always have Station 9 to look forward to, guys. That might be the same thing. We'll probably be out of time when we get to that one, too.
A 6-pound explosive charge will be deployed near Victory on the way to Camelot in Station 5. This is the largest of the charges for the lunar seismic profiling experiment.
Bob, I note on those radiators, I have been dusting the covers at every stop. Whether that's any help or not.
Okay, we copy that.
Okay, sports fans. We're still bowed on the... Well, I think we moved out into the Tortilla Flat area, I guess. Very flat.
That's affirmative.
Those kind I can go through. I can see them coming. 102, 3.8. And where's Victory?
Dead ahead.
Boy, Victory is going to be subtle, I'll tell you. Bob, how long we been out?
Stand by. 5 plus 2, 6. 5 plus 2, 6.
8. Hey, Bob, I recommend that if we ever do this again, let me get off and pick the charge off when we want to deploy it. It really adds to the fatigue of the hands.
I tell
you, just took it under your fingers?
We copy that, Jack, and Charlie's got a big smile on his face here.
Mark my words. There's Victory over there, I'll bet. See that? The long gas?
Yeah.
I can't see over there.
Okay.
Got too much sun in my eyes, but... That's the right way to go. That'll be about it, too.
Charlie is Charlie Duke, the backup LMP.
Well, yeah, you got a big rock in front of you.
I got.
Okay. Well, you can't tell much about the countryside going into the sun, can you? Put your upper visor down. That'll give you a whole different perspective. It doesn't vise very well. It's stuck. Gotta be Victory over there, Jack.
Yep.
We're at 103, 3.4.
Copy that.
That is Victory. We're still seeing the pit bottom glass lined pit bottom craters. How's that?
Otherwise known as
a
GLPBC.
If I ever heard it. Took you a while, didn't it?
It's 11 o'clock down here, guys.
It's 11 o'clock up here, too, Bob. There's a square boulder. Look at that one.
Yeah, it's square, all right. But at least one side of it is.
Now, three sides of it are square. It just fractured that way. That's by accident, looking at it. So how do we get over here?
Go left, probably, and along the rim.
Yep, that's where I'm going to go. Hold on.
Hold it.
If Charlie is smiling because my hands are tired, why did he let you get the charge off?
Fine backup crew we got.
You guys didn't really mean to say that, did you?
106, 3.2. We're approaching the rim of victory.
And the LMP frame count is somewhere around 7, well, 8.5 maybe.
That's victory. Look at it go to the left and look at it go to the right. That's victory. We're right
yeah.
on the ridge.
Yeah.
Okay, we're figuring on a rover.
Okay, we're at 106, 3 point.
Copy that.
106, 3.2.
Okay, let's see.
Tell me where you want that thing. We'll get a pan around
okay,
it.
Okay, let's, I'll tell you what. You see right ahead of you?
Yep, there's, it's, looks like a place you could spin a profile on.
Yeah, I could do it right up in here. And deploy the charge. Tell me where you're going.
I'm going right here. You could put it in that hole. No, you don't want to do that.
That's all right.
Just pick a spot. Take your photos.
Okay, I've got them. Now go just beyond there. A little bit more. That's good.
Okay. Okay, Bob, we're at 106, 3.2.
Copy that.
Okay, pin one is full and safe. Pin two is pulled and safe. Pin,
boy, these are stiff this time around. Push it in. Try again.
That's a big black box. Don't pull it too hard.
Stand by on pin three, gang.
Copy on that. Remember to push it all the way back in, Jack, and start from scratch.
I did. I remembered.
Good.
But now I can't get to the...
Your hands are tired. Let me try once.
No, it's not bad. It's just... It's coming.
Got it. Pin 3's out and safe.
Copy that.
And look at the orange flag. Dowie.
That's what you guys were sampling at station 4, I bet.
Huh? Yeah, it's about that orange, only a little, not quite as bright. Same shade.
The crew's about 12 minutes behind the EVA timeline.
Get that out a little bit.
Bob, there's no question but what that we're at victory.
Say again there, 17?
It's the first critter that looked like I thought it would.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Let me change my setting here. Okay.
Okay. Good. Okay, let's get a nice rover pan here.
Oh, okay. Turn the other way.
Yep.
Take her slow.
And we'll get a rover sample here before you guys leave, too, after the circular pan.
We will.
Bono?
Yeah. Look at the light mantle over there. You can sure see it now, can't you?
Your study changed fast enough?
I got it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's get our rover sample.
Okay.
And the rover sample will be from the same locality.
What, just a couple meters from the charge, isn't it?
Yeah. I hope I didn't put too much soil in there for you.
Okay.
Rover sample works just as advertised.
Copy that.
Not bad.
At back 43 Yankee.
Copy 43 Yankee. And how about a frame count after right now, Gene? Jack?
I will. Stand by. You're jumping the gun occasionally, but not very often. 106.
Copy, 106.
Jack. Okay.
Okay. I guess we're ready to leave here, huh?
Well, if they don't want us to stop here, I guess we leave.
Roger, we're ready for you guys to leave there.
Else here now.
And we're pressing on towards station
okay,
5.
Okay, Gene? Okay, and I want to go about 120,
Gene, yeah.
Can you swing out there and give me one look down east or north into Victory?
Yeah, I can do that. We can do it. I got to go by that way anyway.
North. Well, you know, just swing and point north so I can look in there.
Yeah.
I never got a good look at it.
Well, it's a series of three craters. There's some boulders on the tail slope of the eastern slope of the southernmost crater, the one we're closest to.
How'd that look to you? Well, it looks like, see, there's the other, I don't know what it looks like. Well, the northwest end of the V has white blocks on it, boulders, on the inner wall and right at the rim. And the northeast end of the V looks like it has somewhat darker blocks.
Yeah.
Part of that is shadow, but I think they are darker. And they look like about the same as down here near the tip of the V. On the
be careful on that one, because they're one sloping away and one sloping towards the ground.
Yeah, I qualified it.
Okay, we are rolling, by the way. And we're at 106, and well, we're still 3.1.
Yeah, copy that. Thank you.
And the rim itself, though, of Victory is not blocky. There's some increase in fragment size, but that seems to be the result of some craters in the rim that have gotten below the debris that's covering it. I'd say that Victory is somewhat like Horatio in that it has a blocky inner walls, but essentially a normal block population on the rim.
Okay, and we got a rover sample going towards station 5 at about 103 and 2.5.
Okay. 103 and 2.5.
Roger. And that'll be just a grid sample.
Oh, they're none of them just grid samples, Bob.
See, you can't tell how deep they are until you get up to them. That one could have gone through.
Yeah.
Okay, station 5 is Camelot.
Good old Camelot.
Dee 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 Did you? I didn't notice us crossing the that one tongue of light mantle.
No, I didn't either.
We obviously
did, but
I think we did.
Right at Victory, but it didn't show up.
Looking into the sun, you can't tell any difference anyway. However, I tell you, I certainly get the impression there is a mantle. I would say that. I think so. I don't know what it is, but the dark mantle exists. They're craters. These craters are just too big not to have thrown up blocks. And they're either subdued by the mantle or they haven't penetrated it.
And I
think you probably have both.
Excuse me.
I bet they've been subdued by the mantle. That
poses an impression on me.
Yeah, there are those that appear that way, like Horatio, for example, and the big ones. But others, I think, are too young. They just don't penetrate, particularly those that are big and have bright halos.
Yeah, but the only ones that look fresh and not enough to penetrate are these little ones with the glass in them.
Well, there's been some big fresh ones. We'll look for one.
Well, now there's one with glass in it, probably.
Yeah, I think that's one.
And without any blocks on it, that may not have penetrated.
Yeah, that just has the mostly the shock indurated rock.
We're coming up
instant
to 103
rock.
At 2.6 now, so we need a sample up here.
Okay.
Okay, 103, 2.5, anywhere.
Roger, that's firm.
Okay,
let me slowly go to the right here.
Okay. Right out in that little inner crater area, right out in there is good. Let me guide you a little. I might get a rock fragment. Whoa. Yeah, it wasn't quite enough.
Okay. Take a place.
Move ahead about. No, right. Just no. That's good. Straight ahead. Good. Whoa. Yeah, we'll keep it a try.
Okay, 103, 2.5.
Copy that.
And that battery is still at about 132.
Okay, copy that. We're allowed to go to 140 tonight.
I don't expect we'll make it. I think we'll get done before that. Save that for tomorrow. I tell you, those batteries deserve any temperature they want today after blowing up that.
That's the soil.
That's scarp. Okay, the soil is at 44 Yankee.
Copy, 44 Yankee.
Lock's too big. I can't get it. Too big. Okay. Get your picture?
No.
Okay, got mine.
Okay, we'll find Camelot.
And the 125, the LMP frame.
Copy that. And just press on the same heading you've been carrying there, Gene, and that'll get you to Camelot.
We want the southwestern edge, huh?
You want to go to where Station 5 is, Bob?
That's my understanding, Jack. Press on towards there unless I tell you otherwise.
Well, but you were talking about changing Station 5. I think Station 5's a pretty good spot.
Roger, and I think that's where we want to go. I'm just trying to verify that. You can go in that direction, and I'll get with you if it's not.
Okay. It's probably the most concentrated boulder field on Camelot.
Okay, you know where it is, and we think it's about 092 and 1.6.
092 and 1.6.
Right.
Hey, you know, this
but you know where it is, so you'll find it when you get there.
It's different. Wonder where Horatio is.
Oh, we're going to run into something in a minute if it's... It's probably right over that rim on the right, Jack, right off your right hand at 2 o'clock.
I guess so. If, you know, it doesn't have boulders on it.
It should be over there. That should be right over that rim. You know, I see why Alan had trouble walking up Cone Crater. You could stand right on the edge of the rim of a crater and not know it's there.
Yep. Man, that was spectacular. It's color on the moon.
Woo!
It was really orange. Could you see that color on the television?
No answer.
I don't bet they could.
No, we couldn't. Look at the wild guys.
Okay, I'm sure glad I went up to take a second pan to see that stuff go radially down into the center of the crater at that contact.
Yeah, that's good.
All that comes out.
The main difference, it's there. Comes out or not.
Okay, look up the cleft over there. You can see definite change in albedo now between the North Massif and the Sculpture Hills. Look at right up the valley. Well, you can't see it. Let me
you're right.
You got to see this. See that?
Yeah, they're. But again, that may be your photometric effect.
Yeah, one's an upslope, one's a downslope.
Yeah, just about right. But it's supposed to be darker in the cleft, you know. Yeah, I guess I've been on. LMP's back to minimum.
Roger, thank you.
Oh, whoop, whoop, whoop. I wish I had a movie picture of us driving.
You're doing the driving.
That would be the classic of the century. You're doing... Well, there must be somebody out there. Bob, the fragment population, we're at 099 2.0. Is still about the 1% category of, and it's hard to tell going into the sun what kind of blocks you're dealing with. But my guess is most of them look like they're slightly vesicular. And in that regard, resemble the Gabbros.
Okay, copy that.
There's a class of boulder that is flat-topped and fairly well-rounded that is just about completely buried. Only not more than 5 centimeters of it projects above the surface. We've seen those off and on. Both days. Remember, Gino?
Yeah.
And they seem to be quite distinct. At least you notice them. Now, whether that's just a continuation of the mantling, I don't know. But most other boulders, the big ones, seem to be project above the surface more than just that 5 or 10 centimeters. I'll tell you, the Sculptured Hills just have that wrinkled old face ceiling.
Yep. There are blocks over there, though, aren't there?
There's blocks, but I don't see any concentrated outcrops or concentrated masses of blocks up on the slope anywhere like
possibly,
you did on the
seas. Possibly do.
Do you think that's Camelot or not?
I think that might be Camelot.
Look at that.
Nice shot.
Look at that. Right on the southeastern.
Oh,
southwestern rim.
Yeah,
of course the ratio's got to be on our right.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, doggone it.
It's not a ratio, is it?
Well, we're at 0941.7.
Stand by.
No, I think that's Camelot. The ratio didn't have blocks that far off the rim.
Yeah, let me look in the bottom, I'll tell you, I remember.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like Camelot to us.
These blocks should
be. Yeah, that's it, Bob. We're coming right up at Station 5. Right at it.
Okay.
That's the only way to fly. Okay, you going to park up on the rim so they can have a good panorama?
Sure. I'd like to get a little on the other side of those blocks if I can.
Yeah, it's better. Then they can look with the sun on them.
Yeah, because otherwise they can't see that other rim over there.
We've said goodnight to Ron Evans.
Yeah, I get the other side. Then I can look at these blocks and those across the way. I got to go around this block field, though.
should hope so. I'm not seeing Druid. And you really, there's a ratio back there.
I can see a ratio now.
Okay. Looks just like it did before.
So we came right where we're supposed to.
All the blocks look very much the same in the wall of Horatio.
Here's the path.
Watch it.
Okay.
Well, that's a test.
That was a good one.
That was a good test. Didn't let any air on that tire, did it?
No, I don't think so.
Talk about a block field.
America in its 30th revolution and coming up in the vicinity of the landing site now.
You go where you can park, right over there?
I'll park right over here so that they can
okay.
look at it.
Okay.
So I got a head 045, so I head right into those blocks.
That's where I'll leave myself a little room over there.
Oh. Okay, Bob, we're stopped. 086 and 1.4.
Okay.
Not very level for the perimeter.
What's their limit? I don't know, but it's taken a couple better than this. And I gotta change film.
We're at 5 hours 50 minutes. We want to leave station 5 at 6 hours 15 minutes.
We're talking about that now. You've got, standby. You've got 25 minutes at this station, guys. We've given you somewhat of an extension here. We're using out some of it back at the LEM, but have given you somewhat of an extension. You've got 25 minutes at this station. The primary, priority will be subfloor documented samples and then and subfloor rake soil, as you can imagine.
Okay.
As you get off, we'd also like to open the SEP and again get
okay.
that to cool. Hey.
Okay. You wanted to turn it off?
At the firm. Turn it off, open and dust. The
you want it
been
off?
Doing that all evening.
It's what? Midday here, Bob.
Leave it open and I'll dust it, Jack.
Okay.
Oh, the temperature, they like to know.
Temperature's still about 112.
Copy that.
The other thing I dread most about closeouts.
What's that?
Is dusting you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do much today, I don't think.
Well, you know, we don't have nearly as much dust on because yesterday we were wallowing around in it. Today we're...
Ooh, me?
Okay, and Gene, if you're not off the rover,
okay.
How about the rest of the rover readout?
Okay, Bob, I'm off, but I'll get them for you. I'm sorry. I look at them and they all look good to me, and it's, you know, I keep forgetting to give them to you.
Bob, I have 135 frames. I think I can finish the station, don't you?
Yes, probably.
Getting a little on it, but those mirrors don't clean off as nice as the LaCrue mirrors. Hey, Bob, this looks just like our old friend, the Bear Jean Gabbro. With the shiny omanite platelets in the bugs and partially recrystallized vesicles. The textural variations
are planar, and they're primarily are subplanar in the concentrations of vesicles. Jack, I'm going to put this brush under my seat. It's just getting too hard to get off that place up there.
Okay.
Bob, what magazine?
Magazine Delta.
What? Watch yourself through here, Gino.
Yeah.
Delta, huh?
That's it. Yeah.
Delta. Bravo. There's Delta. Boy, it's certainly a unit. The top floor, as we mapped it, is certainly a uniform. Uniform rock type, I'll tell you. The only variation are those gray zones, which are just seem to be either finer or the absence of vesicles. Well, I'm nose to nose with a piece of it right now. Say, Bob, where can I get a new set of bags?
Okay, you want new bags that'll be under the jack
seat.
There's
some under my seat, there's some, Gino.
Okay.
Just loose?
Yeah.
Here I am, folks, in the middle of a boulder field. Just minding my own business.
I don't know what I mentioned it. The texture, mineral texture, is appears to be subophytic to sort of like a good diabase, although a little coarser. But it's unquestionably organized. And with that variation in vesicle concentration. Start on frame 4, Bob.
Copy that, Dean.
Jack, I gotta get new bags. I only got one left, and you don't have any, I don't believe.
I don't have any.
Bob, I have the impression that these blocks are buried up here. That the manhole does exist, even on Camelot. There are a few blocks that are lying out on the, look like they're lying more or less on the surface, but you can attribute those to craters that have disrupted the block field.
Okay, good observation.
The big ones seem to be projecting out of them. The big ones seem to be projecting out of the mantle.
Okay, do you see any mantle?
Although I can't see how the mantle in here could...
On top of them?
It's not as... No, I don't. What's there seems to be what could have been knocked up there.
Okay, understand.
I see a place where... I see a place where I think we can skim some off the top of a rock, which I think we probably ought to do.
Okay.
But I don't have the impression of draping so much as I have just of burial. And I have a feeling that the zap fitting process just has cleaned these boulders off of anything that may have been on top of them in excess of what's around them right now.
Okay, you're talking
also
about...
Also, the Leica ratio, the... Go ahead.
You're talking about mantle, blocks, and then mantle, and then cleaned off by zap fits, in other words.
That's right. Most of the rocks seem... That seems to be what's happened all over the moon that we've looked at. But the rocks are always cleaner than the surface, of course. The far rim of Camelot, you can see, in fact, is everywhere but where we are and on the rim near the limb. The rim seems to be completely covered, or at least the blocks don't show through. They show up in the wall, but not at the rim. That's much like Horatio, but not to the extreme that we saw at Horatio. I'd say at Camelot, the mantle is, the most, or the rim thickness, if that's mantle, is on the order of a half of what we saw at Horatio.
Okay, copy
that. The pan should let you measure that. Well, we didn't get a pan at Horatio, but we got some rover shots of it. So you may be able to come quantify that a little bit.
Okay.
I coming, Gino. Oh, I got new bags. I got new mags. I got everything cleaned up. And Mark, perimeter.
Copy, Mark. That.
There's a. Here's a nicely structured rock that we probably ought to work on here. Structured again in the vesicle concentrations. And then I think we ought to try to get right over there. We can get mantle.
Hey, I tell you what impresses me about some of these rocks. There's a lot of, they may be zap pits. I guess you looked at them closer than I did, but there sure is a lot of lineation in some of that white material, Jack.
But at what scale?
Well, on a visual obvious scale.
Well, I mean, okay.
I'll show you. If you don't, let me see if it's up here.
The crystal grains are seem to be linear. But they're more or less random. Is that what you mean?
No, they're linear, though.
I can't
be really linear and random. There's some rocks that are highly vesicular, and there's others that are not.
That's right.
Okay, and a reminder, 17.
Gene, if this is what
guys,
you need, it's
primary priority is the blocks and then a rake soil of the white subfloor soil there. And you've only got 15 minutes before we want you driving back to the limb. Over.
Okay, we'll get to work.
Okay,
let's sample this.
Okay, let me get these two first, then we'll go get that one. Because there's two different kinds here, at least apparent kind.
Okay.
One's a relatively new fracture.
Well,
I tell you, watch when you back up. You
yeah, that's what I told
that.
You.
I've already cycled through.
We need to sample the structures on this thing. We haven't really done that.
We'll try and get a around the corner.
And we got to get
your.
We need to get that stuff on the mantle, too. I mean, on the blocks.
Yep. Okay, we want to get around the corner, picture one of those big ones, too, see if we get the structure of it. Okay, you got your picture?
Yep. Here's a piece right here. Okay, can you... hand me a bag, or I'll pick it up with a scoop, whichever you prefer. Get the bag. Let's see if we can fix your bag thing tonight. Okay, I got it. Okay, that looks like our old friend, the Gabbro, all right? That for a piece?
462 is Dean's fairly freshly fractured rock.
Okay, you can put it in the bag. Okay, here's another one right here. That one?
Yep.
I can't squeeze these things anymore. Here we go.
Got a bag?
That's it. Okay. Dinner?
Good.
same variety. Wish we'd started on that structured rock, because we're going to run out of time. Let's go over there and get at least one off of it.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Get the Aster.
Right behind it is just vesicular, by comparison, at a high degree, like three times as much. Oh, I hope those bags weren't in the way of every one of those pictures. Okay. Well, I tell you, there ought to be a lot of permanent shaded samples in here, Jack.
Okay, I got the down sun.
Where you looking?
That is.
I don't think that'll come. That plate piece?
Yeah.
I don't think that'll come off very easy.
I see
here. I'll try it. You're over there. You know, I've worn the RTV off that hammer already.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, no, Roger says.
There you go.
That.
Beautiful call.
That's why
I wore the RTV.
That comes from 15 years as a trained hammer bearer.
By golly, your geology training did come in handy.
You learn where to hit rocks.
Bob 3, 464. Won't all go in there, but
driving, wrapping around it.
I get it. No, I get it, Dave. It's in there.
Okay.
Okay, Jack, and now if you
Bob
could
Lee,
get out of that rake soil and maybe also get the a soil off the top of one of those boulders that you saw.
Yep. I've got to have Gene with me since my can't carry sample bag, right?
Roger.
I probably can if I'm careful, but I keep dropping them.
These rocks here have an awful lot, a much greater density of the white minerals in them, or crystals, than I've ever seen before, Jack. Where'd we see these kind of before?
Well, you know, when I looked at them at first, that's what I thought, but I think the zap pits are making the white stand out more. They're fooling you a little bit.
It might.
Because when I looked at the handlands, it looked like a fairly normal gabbro, like some of those that have crystallized with Amari basalt.
Where are you? You ready to take them back over here?
What I want is a sample of this soil off one of these rocks.
Okay, let's get that. Let's get the rake sample.
But it looks to me like it's soil that's been thrown up there rather than... this rock is about
3 meters in diameter, and it, but it's one of the flat surface rocks. It only stands about, at the most, a third of a meter high.
Copy that.
But we can get up about a meter from the soil rock interface and get soil off the rock, I think. Okay, see what you can do.
Oops. Oh, yeah, I got some soil.
And don't kick up anything new.
No, that's all right.
465 is that bag number, Bob.
Copy that.
Okay, this is soil from a half a meter in. It's about a centimeter deep and a half a meter in. Let's take that chip that's laying on top with the next
cube. I'm gonna...
Let's take the soil on that. No, not, I was thinking, okay, let's take that one then. Well, that's another bag. Put this, before you pick that one up, pick that little chip
well,
up. With the
I don't want to get the chips, I want the soil. Either that or a coherent rock.
Okay, there you go.
I think we better leave it at that.
Okay, 465. Pick that other one up and I'll bag it.
Copy that.
That's the soil from on top of the rock, and we're taking a piece of the rock itself, which looks pretty much like the other one, Bob. Might be a little bit more vesicular.
Okay, and that'll be in 466, right?
You're right again. There we are, and I'll be able to grab it with my hand.
Put this away.
Okay. Okay, the soil came from a half a meter in from the soil boundary. We need to get, let me get over here and try to get a one bag of soil that's away from the boulder. I'm going to get my amper while I'm here.
Okay, 17,
can
roger,
you,
and the present time, we dropped the rake soil. We'd just like to get the kilogram of soil from it somewhere between the boulders. As open as you can.
Can I scoop in that?
It will be.
Yeah, let me check. Okay, it is now. Oh, you want a kilogram?
Roger.
From between the boulders?
Roger. That'll replace the rake soil sample we're going to get. We'd like to move it in 3 minutes.
Okay.
All
right,
okay.
Well, let's do it right here.
Yeah, right there. Let me.
Oh, okay. This will go, this will be a match pair with our soil sample, too.
Roger.
Okay, bag 467 is where your kilogram's coming from.
Roger.
Another scoop full.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm sampling down to about 5 centimeters. Get your hand down, please. I'm coming down to you.
Oh, okay.
That's good, that's full. That's 467.
Venture down tighter, that'll leak out. Now, let me get your big bag tight. Okay, let me try to get a... That, you got a shot of where my scoop was, didn't you?
Yeah, let me get an after of it, though.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, we sampled about 3 meters southwest of the gnomon that was set up for the top of boulder soil sample. So it's a match pair, really, in that regard. Don't forget your gnomon.
Now, I need to get a pan. Are you in a pan?
I'm already started it.
Okay, I'll go over near the rover and get one.
I got the Nomad. When do you want us to leave, Bob?
Deck, you read me?
Yeah.
Hello, Houston.
17, loud and clear. We'd like you to leave immediately. If not sooner.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hopping over hill and dale. Da 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 da. Hippity hopping along. Okay. My golly, this time goes fast.
That's a firm. Okay, and when you leave here,
no.
17, remember that we want to pick up EP number 8.
I'm giving you
a
reading.
Roger, we're ready.
No. 06, 070, 031, and 401. 670, 031, and 401.
Copy that. And when we leave, we want to take EP number 8 with us, guys. We'd like the SEP turned back on and the blankets closed. Okay, Jack, I guess that's your option. You may stop and take the charge off when you get to the distance, or since it's only a short one, you might want to carry it in your lap.
Jack, I can hold it in my left hand.
No, I'll get it.
Okay, you want the step on?
That's a firm.
Okay, both DSEA and the other switch.
Explosive package number 8 is a quarter pound charge.
Closed. Well, closed is... What happened to Velcro on that other side? I thought they mounted that thing, so
it came off, Gene. It stuck to the Velcro.
That thing should... Okay. You got the TG, we'll get EP8, camera's going.
We made a mistake earlier, and it's too late to rectify it in carrying these charges.
No, I don't know.
Negative, Jack. If
well,
you don't
did.
Have it off, we could...
Might want to carry this one.
That's right. I say the mistake was made earlier. There's no problem now.
Okay, Trevor Stalam, low gain 100.
Did you turn this on?
It's all on. All squared
okay.
away. Push that thing down, it'll stay. There's a little... There it is. Well, sometimes it will. Okay.
And how about the frame call out before you get back on, guys?
Got it. Yeah, I need some new... You want me to get it here?
DDR is at 50.
Copy that.
170.
Copy 170.
LFB is 170.
And, Jack, it'd be my opinion, since you're just going back over the same path you came out this morning, it's probably not necessary.
Okay, I'll use it till it runs out.
Okay.
I am out of film anyway.
But when you leave me at... Okay.
Yeah, we'll let Gene take some of the photos near the bomb, near the charge press.
Just jump up again, get your bomb. There you go.
Yeah, come this way quite a bit.
Yeah. Too slow.
Your seat drives in with you for some reason.
There it is, I guess.
You're all right. I'm closer to you. To land 12 minutes 085 1.4. That's a 086 1.4 to the LAM, and my checklist is 085 1.4. Must have landed where they wanted us to.
Mr. Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Roger.
You know where we landed yet?
No, we think so. We've been transecting back in stations tonight.
Must be.
Must be pretty close.
You bet your life. I'm reading 085 1.4, and that's what my checklist says.
You're right.
Okay, Bob, I guess my impression, and it's purely pure interpretation right at this stage, that Camelot is mantled by whatever has formed the dark mantle.
Copy that.
It does not seem to be mantled to the degree that Horatio is.
Okay, copy that too. And give us a mark when you're going. Okay, copy that.
We don't have
battery temperatures there. If you could quickly give them to us.
And we don't have battery temperatures there. If you could quickly give them to us.
Okay, I never did give you that. It's 110 and 136.
Copy that. Good enough. Thank you.
Never did get that for you.
That's
but
okay.
I'll tell you, the inner wall of Camelot is the inner wall of Camelot. To the east is certainly blocky.
Well, there were a few blocks where you guys were, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You could see the other wall, too. It's, hey, here's some rover tracks. Hey, somebody's been here before.
Okay, and, 17. What we're looking for is deploying the charge number 8 and 0.2 and 0.4 on the range.
2 and 0.4 on the range.
Okay. Okay, we're at 083 and 1.1. We're just about abeam the eastern rim of Camelot. And there's Challenger.
Hey, hello, Challenger. He even see the outstep.
I gotta go this way.
Gee, it seems like a short day.
Well, I tell you, the time went fast.
Hey, you've heard about this country. Hey, looking over there, though, there's no, we're about, 50 meters from boulders in Camelot, and their appearance from this distance is the same as what we sampled at 5. I think we pretty well identified the subfloor, Bob.
Okay, sounds like we have, and sounds like even from the very deepest, even from the bottom of Camelot, it looks like it's about the same.
It sure does. I can't say I understand it, but that's the way it appears right now.
You can't say what, Jack? Okay, understand that.
I can't say that I understand.
Copy.
Whatever filled this valley, it certainly was different than the Massif. I think we proved that. And it presumably, at least everything I've seen indicates that it was an igneous extrusion of some kind. Either that or we're, the whole valley's been tilted and we're looking at a, some strange, cross-section, planar, more or less, relative to the other mountains of a, crystalline, body that was formed, at depth. But I don't think that's likely.
Okay.
Dan, we've covered 19.3 kilometers, Jack. Is that what we plan to cover? I don't know. What do we plan to cover, Bob?
Stand by, but we've been everywhere we planned to go, so we must have gone just about as far as we planned to go.
Yeah, but the straight lines, I don't know what the wander factor was, but I'm sure it was pretty high.
17.6, they're telling me, so we went a little bit out of our way.
Okay. Yeah, that's all mileage.
0.7. And what was the bearing?
0.82, I think, but we went 0.4.
0.4. 0.4, guys.
Oh, 0.4?
Yeah, that's a range.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But you want to bear north, don't you, Lou?
Yeah, I want to. What'd you say? 0.82, didn't you, Bob?
That's a firm. That'll be close enough. It's probably right on your track there.
Well, I don't make a habit of following myself. I like to cover new ground.
Okay, copy that.
Watch out for that new ground there that looks like in the... Look at the Italian flag. Hey, there is one there. I saw the box before I saw the flag. I saw the flag first.
The boss said you saw the flag first.
I'm 0.82 and I'm 0.5. I'll just head right in towards the lamp. Man, I want to stay away from Altap. I see that big boulder, so I'll, I'm going to go around
0.5.
Okay.
You'll have to swing right after we deploy, probably.
Yep. Did we get any glass out of the bottom of those craters?
No, we haven't. We got to try to do that before we leave. There haven't been.
Yeah, sometime you'll have time to do that, I guess, guys. I'm not sure when.
4.
Okay.
Okay, 0.8. Well, she just went to 1. Okay, 0.8, 1.4.
Okay, let's put it in that little depression there. See right ahead of us to the right?
Okay.
Can you...
Got your pictures?
I'm getting them. Okay. Now just swing into that depression and I'll put it there. Beautiful. Oh,
okay.
Whoa. Okay, charge number 8.
You didn't get a picture to the limb then, did you?
Yeah, I did. I got several of them.
Well, we don't have to take any more, do we?
No. Okay, antenna's deployed. 10-1 is pulled and safe. Bam, let me check that. It's dusty. Yeah, it's safe. 10-2 is pulled and safe. 10-3, pulled and safe.
Copy that.
I guess as long as it didn't go off.